This is Suzanne.
Hey there, Suzanne. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, this is Joe Wilson. I am the HOD of Technical Department from Orbit. You have a website in place
Hi.
for us?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, it comes over as spam, so it's like, what are we doing?
You know what is this? Spam? Well, thank you so much for letting me
yep.
know so I can, you know, do some tweaks with their IT team.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot
All
of
right.
people don't answer their spam calls. I really don't care. I prefer to be telling them to take me off their list.
Well, that's really nice of you. All right. Okay. Well, I suppose that did you have any kind of word with your project manager regarding the website or anything about it?
I talked to him a little bit yesterday,
okay.
and I was sent the forms. Let me head into the office. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. My knees. I'm getting too old.
Oh, that's okay. You're never old
okay.
for fun and for websites.
So I'm having somebody else do it now. I don't know if you've seen the one that I created, but it needs help. Okay.
Well, that is the reason for me being on the call for you.
There we go. Let me pull back up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're looking at orbits, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Get back on the website. Okay, yes, I did end up talking to, let me get you his name. I got it here. No, it's Christopher. It's Peter Davidson, which is not his real name, I'm sure. But
yes.
Peter Davidson, I spoke to yesterday. He sent me the two forms to fill out. We're not needing a logo at this time. We already have a logo, but I did turn in the web brief form.
Yes, I read the email, and I clearly
okay.
understand that how attached you guys are with that logo. I understand, and that was a horrible thing that what happened to that kid, and we will do.
Yeah, no, my mom is very much attached to it. Once she passes, the next generation would like to update it, but at this time, it's just not possible. It would break her heart. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me a quick minute, all right?
Okay.
Just give me a quick
you
minute.
You got it. No
All right, okay. So I was just opening the brief form. I apologize for that.
No
and
worries.
I was just, you know, giving a little tweak to the IT team, like, what's going on? Why is it coming up as spam? And all, you know.
No worries.
Because, you know, clients might go for a bad reputation, and I do not want my company to have a bad reputation at all. Okay. All right, so I read your email. all right, and I'm good with it, that you're not looking to change any kind of logos or anything about it, all right, and I opened the previous website, and you created that website by yourself?
Yes. I took about 4 hours of classes, and that's what I was able to accomplish.
Well, that is pretty impressive. I'm really impressed by that.
Thank you.
And that is a team that you have used? X team?
A what?
I'm saying that you used a team that is called the X team for the website?
I don't know what the X team is.
Because that is... That's what it says at the bottom of the website, powered by the X team, because you might have used a template for the website.
Yeah, it goes through WordPress, and then on WordPress, I have... which is powered by iNOS. When I sign in, it says iNOS. And when I log into it, I know that I've got Cornerstone that works with a page builder, and I have ThemeCo.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. ThemeCo. ThemeCo might be the one that is providing your X theme from over there. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and move forward. I do have some questions, all right?
I will try and answer them to the best of my abilities.
Well, the rest of them, I'll understand myself. All right. Okay, so tell me about your business a little bit so I can have a better scope of work, that what kind of work is required, and what kind of work are you looking to get so we can accomplish both of the things together?
We're just trying to get people to realize that we're out here gifting money to other 501c's. We just do donations. We don't ask for donations at this point. We're self-funded. But, you know, it's like they've got to have a place to be able to fill out the paperwork to do a grant for us, you know, to give to us to process and declare whether, you know, put it to vote and see if we're going to donate to that organization or not.
Okay. All right.
That's what I mean. When it asks, you know, what other competitions in the website, no clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, the competition that you... Well, we were just trying to... Well, why the question has been asked so we can see, like, what kind of scope of work do you have in your mind and what are you trying to accomplish and who are you trying to be? All right, so whatever the functionalities they have, we try our level best to go ahead and provide you with something that is much more reliable and much more better than the competitors that you have.
Yeah, as far as I know, we don't have competitors, and because this is such a unique entity.
Hello?
Hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were cutting in and out really bad. Okay, go ahead.
That's all right. That's all right. Is this better?
Yeah, it is. Please go ahead.
Oh, now I'm getting a lot of feedback. All right, I'll put you to my... All right. There's a lot of people that will to other...
I'm unable to hear you at
oh,
all.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Let me try getting out of my office. Sometimes that helps. Is it better?
It is better.
Okay. I will stand out in the hallway. A lot of times other people will donate money to various organizations, you know, all the big ones. Elon Musk does. I know Johnson. All the big companies, they do offer grants to people,
mm-hmm.
but not on our, you know, we're 501c's. We don't generally donate to individuals.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's no real competition. We're not out trying to take anybody's business. We're trying to help other people.
Well, everybody's running in their own race, so there's no anyone taking on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. Offering a hand up, not just a hand out. All right. That's a really good slogan that you guys have. Who thought of it?
I did. My mom likes the thing. We don't offer. Let's see. She was going with, we don't offer a handout, but a hand up. And it's like, well, but we really don't. It really doesn't fit our thing. She wanted it in the mission statement at one point, and it's like it's not a mission statement. You know. So we're just using that as a slogan.
Well, that's really good. That's really thoughtful. All right, okay, and what payment method would you like to use on the website? All right, so what kind of payment method would you be using? Like, would you be using PayPal for?
See, and I don't understand that. Why would we need that when we're not asking for any money?
All right, okay, well, that was my question. All right, so we'll cross it.
Yeah, we're not asking, right, we're not going to have anything currently that they'll say donate here to us.
Mm-hmm.
That may come in another year or two.
Okay. All right.
But
till
it's not necessary at this point.
Till then, we will keep on running on the family funds, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. And do you have a physical office or anything like that, or a shelter or anything?
We do not have a shelter or anything. We work out of, it's a family-run company, so we you know, run it out of the base of headquarters, which is the Orange Blossom address. It's listed on our current website.
All right, okay. And, do you know what a CMS is, the content management system?
What is?
A CMS.
No.
A CMS, no?
No.
All right, okay, well, you said yes to it, so that is the reason I was like, okay, well, she might know.
Yeah, oh, wait. Wait, I think I looked that one up. Hold on. Oh, wait, that's not it. Let me just open a new one. I think that's one that I said. What is a CMS? System. It's a system or platform. Let me look here. System. It's a content management system, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I don't know if we need it or not.
Uh-huh. Well, you will be needing it. Why? Because in future, if you want to go ahead and add it to the website, make changes to the website or anything about it, that you will be needing the CMS so you can go ahead and make the changes to the website. Without the CMS, you won't be able to go ahead, you know, make any kind of changes to it.
So I won't be using WordPress like I do now.
Well, you will be. That will be the website. The whole website will be made on a custom platform that is WordPress, all right, not theme-based, all right, because we do not use themes, because themes are free of cost. Some of the teams are free of cost, and they might get viruses and malwares, and can be easily attacked. So that is the reason we use customly designed, customly coded websites, and that requires a CMS on the back end.
Okay. Now, see, on the website, on WordPress, where I had built this, it tells me I can add users to be able to make changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the one that you have used was an outdated one, but now we do have a 6.0, all right, WordPress 6.0, that everybody is using nowadays.
Okay, and would I be able to be put on as a user
of course,
be able to, like,
because
the website change?
Will be,
yeah,
created on your name, all right, that is on your ownership. The website that we
created, because it's like I already paid for this. I've already paid for it, you know.
Yes, you did.
For the year.
That's what I'm saying, that yes, you will be needing that. That is the reason I'm letting you know, like, hey, you will be needing that.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Okay. And the WordPress, and you want the Cornerstone, Ionos, Jetpack, and TeamCo. TeamCo will not be there because we're not using any kind of team. We're just creating a fully customized website.
Well, that's what I have now. I don't know how it all links together or anything. When I was taking the classes and everything, it was just like, well, we need this sort of a thing and that sort of a thing, and then.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Well, this is a fully new, customly designed website, so we won't be needing all of those, all right? Because it will be on a new platform that is a 6.0, so we will be using everything that is updated on accordingly to that platform itself.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay. Are there any specific requirements or preferences not mentioned above? I believe that it is important to state that no members on the board get paid. We are a family-run charity that you already informed me about. All right, okay?
Correct.
And list down the content pages. You will have your website, example, about us, privacy, FAQ, and you mentioned home, mission, core values, applicants. There will be 2 grants and volunteer, gifted, already assisted, about us, founders, board, and contact us. So these are the pages that you want on the website, correct?
Correct.
You're cutting in and out again.
All right. Let me step back out. I am assuming that on the front page or the home page, we could put the mission statement and the core values. Now, we are coming up, we have a meeting on Tuesday to solidify core values to be able to pass on to you guys to put on the website.
Okay.
We've already solidified the mission statement, and I had changed it so it reflects what the website has now as our mission statement will continue to be our mission statement.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. And who wrote the content for the previous website? You did it yourself?
I did.
All right, okay.
Yes.
So was it SEO friendly or with the keywords integrated with the XML or TXT robot file?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
What I did is I went through my Cornerstone. Let me try and reduplicate here. I went through my Cornerstone. And then I went to Page Builder.
Okay. All right.
And I built it through Page Builder.
That is A-okay. I understand. Well, that is the reason for me being on the call with you, all right, for the technical side, so I can explain to you how it is, all right, and how can we go about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Well, first of all, for the website itself, all right, it will be designed, and you will be getting 2 of the mocks. All right, with the dummy text and dummy images at the moment, all right, which will be changed once the website goes into development, all right, the website will have, it will just have a look and feel of the website, like how the website looks like and how does the feel comes in and everything about it. There will be 2 mocks, so you can check on that, okay, by yourself as well.
Okay.
You will be provided with 2 links for the website, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I'm able to share those 2 links with my other board members, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That will be open to you, okay? So you can show it to them.
Okay.
If you want to go and send it over to them, you can, and whatever the changes you want to go by.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, and well, the content that you have that was written on the previous website is really good, I must say. All right. But we need, according to Google laws and Google algorithms, we need to go by a Google accepted, SEO friendly content with the keywords integrated into that, and the robot and XML TXT files should be there to Google to link the website over to it, so people can easily view it. All right, or can
like
be ranked.
Like they do now.
Yeah, like index or anything like that. All right, So it can be done through that. But right now, the website that you've created, all right, it's not linked, or the robot.txt files are not there, XML files are not there, because it was built on a beginner space. But you built it by yourself, right? There is no any kind of professional that helped you out, correct? It's all you.
Well, yes, but it is. If I go into Google and I Google FL Help for Life, it will give me my website.
FL?
I am on a platform.
For life. All right, okay. Well, what I see on my end, all right, that is floridahealth.gov. I see PSC state. I see floridajobs.org. All right. It's showing
now,
for myself.
Let me go over to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into Google right now, and I'm going to type in FL space HELP space for life, FOR space LIFE. I'm going to hit enter.
Do you see a map on the right-hand side and help for life?
I see there's 7,000 or 7 million, whatever. I get a bunch of results. But at the very top, it says FL Help for Life, just another WordPress site. And then it has a link to https://helpforlife.org.
Got it.
And then
Got
it says About Us, and you can click on it.
Mm-hmm. And on my end, if I am searching FL Help for Life, all right, I'm able to go ahead and make search for 8,055. I'm not sure what that is. All right, in 0.50 seconds, and I'm not able to see the FL Help for Life website on my search engine. Why? Because I am searching through a different IP address. All right, and Google will not be showing me your website anywhere near me. Because the website and the IP that you are using, all right, Google has located, like, hey, this is the one they have, they have searched for it a lot because Google tracks it, all right? They have searched for it. They went on the website numerous times, so we keep on going to show this website over to them again and again. If they search for it, we're going to keep on showing them, all right? So the website can have good visitors. The website can stay active and everything about it. But
we need to do whatever we need to do to make us visible. If anybody is looking for a grant, assistance, they can find us.
Well, of course. Well, they can find it throughout wherever they want to go ahead and search for. FL Health for Life needs to be listed first, and it needs to have that kind of a good quality content so Google recognizes it first. And then it shows it over to the search engine to any kind of keyword that is available onto the website. So this is how it works, actually, that it can go ahead and if I'm searching over here for HL Help for Life, it needs to show it over here, all right, and not show anyone else. That is what I'm trying to explain over here, the importance of a good quality content for the website itself. All right?
Right.
And then, if you move forward to the question 12, you said no to the account login and then yes to the content information and everything about it. All right. Applicating for grant, post volunteers. Okay. And social media, you said yes. So do you have any kind of active social media in place with you right now?
Currently, the only thing that I have is I hooked it's a hot mess. I do have a Facebook page, but it's attached to my Facebook. I don't know how to separate the two.
Oh, well, that is not good if it's...
No. So basically, we need a presence.
You need a different social media pages for your business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be linked over to your personal one, all right, first. And then it needs to have the optimization. It needs to have the content over there as well. And it needs to have the hashtag optimization for the brand awareness. That's what we call. All right? So it can be renowned all over the Facebook as well for for the people who were in need, so we can go ahead and help them. All right? So this is what it is. All right? So, and do you are you interested in getting like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or any other?
Well, we would need, again, we're an older generation, first generation on this. I do have two other coming on, but again, none of our family is big computer literate people.
Okay, well, that is the reason I'm here to go ahead and help you out, all right?
So if it's going to benefit us, to have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, although I don't know what we would post on that.
Well, that will be taken care of by my team.
Okay.
You can take care of the social medias as well. All right? So we can benefit our clients in achieving the goal that they are trying to achieve through us. All right? So they can see, like, what are the things they are trying to achieve. It can be achieved. So that is the whole goal of it. All right? Okay. Any external API required, because we're not going for any kind of payment options at the moment. All right? We will not be using any kind of APIs at the moment. All right? We will just be going with the basic website. All right? With the content and all. All right? Okay. And on beneath that, make it fun and allow us to make changes as needed. All right, so you said it, allow us to make changes as needed, so you will be needing the CMS. We would like to have them able to enter grant information on form, and the form that you have on the website, do you want that exact form onto the newer one as well?
No, it can be redone, but it needs the same information.
Okay, well,
we need that
redesigned.
Same information as well.
It will be redesigned and have the same information over that. All right, okay. So what I'll do is let me check on that. All right, so do you have any professional content writer that can help you out, or do you want my team to go ahead and take care of that for you, for the official content writing for the whole website for you?
What content needs to be written?
Okay, well, let me tell you about it. All right, well, the content on the website needs to be there. It's like the whole website content for the home page, for the About Us, for the Contact Us, for the Privacy Policy, Terms and Condition, or any of the pages that you have mentioned over here on the brief form, that is applications, gifted, like it should have those keywords over there, because Google requires the keywords to be integrated to the website, all right, so if anyone searches any of those keywords as well, your website should show up on Google searches or Yahoo or Bing or wherever you guys are searching. All right, anyone is searching, it needs to show up over there so it can be recognized as well and get mature with the first new website.
Right. Okay, I mean, yeah, we can do that. But, I mean, we do have, like, the founders' bios and whatnot. Those are specific, and we have somebody writing that. Pardon?
Well, if you want, we can write that as well for you. Well, that will be well written through a specialist content writer for the website itself, all right, who can go ahead and go by that.
Well, we have new bios.
Okay.
Ready.
What you can do is you can send it over on an email, all right, and I'll have a look through with the content writer, all right, so they can go by that for you. What do you think about it?
Okay, where do I include that?
You can send it
over
to the
email. Do I include in the email? Okay, so let me go to my email. And would I send it to, I think it came from For Life before. Would I reply to the Sam Jones email? Would I send a new email under an application or?
What was that?
Do I just reply back to
yes. Yes.
This
yes, it
needs
woman.
To be. Okay.
Yes, it. Hi. It needs to be replied back onto the same email.
Files. Desktop. Go to. Meetings. General meetings. That's all the. Oh, nonprofit notes. There we go. Files, the founders. Okay, hold on.
All right, just send it over so I can check on that for you and let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Have you ever heard about SEO? What is SEO and what can it benefit you?
No.
All right, okay. Well, just send the first the intro and the bio about the people, so I'll let you know about it as well, okay?
Okay. Let me send this one off. Okay. Okay.
Did you send it?
Yeah.
All right, let me check.
Yeah, I tried making the change on my on the website through the change thing, but somehow I have it under header and I'm not able to make the change correctly. I know pictures will have to be resized and that kind of stuff, but.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. I got the logo and a, let me check, what is it?
Let me look over here, tasks, files. Oh, maybe I should upload it. I could upload it on the files.
You can.
Okay. Add files here. No, file founder is open. And upload these files. Oh wait, currently nobody's going to be notified. I don't know. Who do I attach a notification to?
Just send it over. I'm right on the email. I'll just go ahead and check on it.
And what was your name?
Joe Wilson. And you're sending the email over to Peter Davidson?
I sent it to Sam Jones.
Just send it over to anyone in that on that group, on that teamwork, and I'll get the notification. I'm the one who oversees it. Yeah.
Peter Davison, Sam Jones, and your Joel.
Yeah, just send it to both of them. I have their emails right in front of me. As soon as it lands over here, I'll see you.
I'll update.
And how long have you guys been doing this charity business for, the NGO?
Well, believe it or not, since 2017, we got our nonprofit passed.
So don't you think that it should be recognized by a lot of people? It should be recognized digitally?
It should. However, it was just me and my brother and my mom at the time when it first started up. And my mom is up there in the years, and I was working full-time as a military government travel supervisor, and my brother is a my brother's in construction. He's a contractor.
Oh, wow.
So
that's pretty good.
We did not have time to do a lot of stuff on it. We were able to give some money away but not really get it off the ground.
Okay.
Not until recently.
Mm-hmm.
I brought on my sisters, and I'm opening it up even to the next generation, my daughter and my niece, and, going that route to start bringing on that next generation so that they can start getting to know what their responsibilities are going to be once this generation goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what
it's a generational thing.
Go ahead and help you out, take it off from the ground. All right, and bring on digitally. What if we can go ahead and help you out with that? Would you be happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to do is get it off the ground. That's what we're paying for, right?
Of course. Did you send it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have not.
I also put it on the odawps.eu.teamwork.com.
Got it. I got it. Bio from founder, Help for Life.
Correct.
See? I told you I got it. All right, okay, that is Joseph and Marion. All right, and then Dieter and Joette Frankenberger. Okay, and all right, so these are two. All right, Shuk Rubin and Lillian. All right, okay, they continue to reside and thrive in California. All right, okay. Okay. All right. All right, okay. So what I'm thinking is that the website needs to have a professionally done content writing, all right, that needs
okay.
to be there, all right, in regards to it can be shown over to any kind of search engines, all right, if someone is trying to go ahead and search you guys for from Yahoo, Google, or Bing, or anywhere like that, the website should be there, all right, because that's the whole of creating a website, and if it's not there, then of course it will be a loss, all right, for the people who are in need, all right, and you guys will not be that renowned. All right, we need to go ahead and make sure that the website is renowned, and that is the whole point, and that is the whole goal of it, right?
Correct.
All right, so we need to go ahead and allocate a resource for the content writing. And do you know what is SEO? No, right? You told me about it?
What?
The SEO, Search Engine Optimization.
Okay, yeah, that's what you, yeah.
Do you know anything about it, or do you want me to go ahead?
No, not really.
Okay, all right. Well, what happens is usually that once this content gets set up on the website with the keywords and all right, then my team goes ahead and index the websites first, all right, onto Google listings. Okay, once it's indexed, all right, then they work on the keywords, all right, to go ahead and grade it up, all right, like. Once the website gets submitted first over to Google, all right, and then gets its listed indexed over to any page of the Google, all right, Google notifies us like, hey, this has been listed on 242 page of Google. Like, if someone is trying to search at your life, Help for Life, or anything like that, all right, your website will be showing up, but on the 42nd page of Google, all right, or
right.
32nd page of Google, all right, and I'm pretty sure that you don't even go on the second page of Google. You're like, yeah, first page, all right, whatever it is on the first page, Google might be showing the best, so I'll go with the best. And that's a psyche. That's a human psyche. That's what I go with, and that's how people go with. All right, so this is how, all right, so it can be created with, it can be linked through the backlinking and everything about it with the keywords and all right. There is like two kind of SEO, that is the on-page and off-page SEO as well, all right, that they go by. Like, if what we do is we do both on-page SEO and off-page SEO as well, all right. On-page SEO is the online thing that we go by, Google algorithms and everything about it, all right, and then off-page SEO is linking back to it, all right, so you keep on getting customers over the website, and the traffic is generated over that. All right, so it can generate more traffic. The more traffic you get, of course, the more visitors and the more people will know about you over the website and with the name as well, Help for Life as well. So this is what it is about. If there is no good quality content written onto the website, if there is no keywords integrated over to the website with the XML and the robot.txt file, that will be submitted over to Google first, and then it will go by that. So what we usually do, all right, this is a service that we provide, and then we let our clients know, and then we let Google know that we will be writing the content for this whole website, because everything needs to go through Google. Google is the god of websites.
Well, what about those that use Microsoft Edge?
Well, of
course,
Microsoft Edge in itself is a web browser, right?
Okay.
Well, that is. Is it Internet Explorer? Is it Opera? Is it Firefox? Is it Google Chrome? Or any of the search engines that are being used, all right, can be sent out. Can just go ahead and search the website by themselves as well if someone types in any of it, all right? Because Google Chrome or Google itself is the leading IT company in the world. If Google is down, then of course there's a chaos, all right. Everybody is like, hey, Google's down, Google's not working, and everything about it, all right. Even the websites are taken down then. All right, because Google is the one who runs all of this internet thing. So we have to go ahead and follow and abide by the rules that Google has provided to us.
Okay.
Yes. So this is – all right, so this is – yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll do what we need to do. I mean, I don't understand, you know, some of the things that you're saying, of course, you know, because I'm not a real computer person. is just glazing my eyeballs over, basically, truthfully.
Well, I'm just trying to let you know about the things that are required for a website, because website development in this era is very important, and a good website is a very important thing in the website. We can surely go ahead and create some basic kind of a website as well, but it won't be doing anything good for you, all right? But we need to go ahead and do good, and if we're going to go ahead and do something good, of course, we will be making sure that it runs properly and it runs in a good time for like next 10 to 20 years. It runs really good for you guys. So you guys are not hiring another team to go ahead and build another website for you.
Right. Now, this is not going to cost anymore, is it?
Well, this is a service that I'm telling you about that because we are doing the website design and development for you right now, all right, that you have paid for. Of course, and whatever the content that you have, we will set it up, all right? But I'm just letting you know because I am a business analyst and I'm the CTO of the company as well, so my duty is to go ahead and let you know about the better things that you could do with the website, all right, that can provide you with a good brand awareness or anything like that as well.
Okay, well, so you're aware, it's not in our budget to do anything more than what we're allowed with the money that we've already allocated.
Oh, well, I was not. That is okay. I was not, shorty.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That is not a problem, right? I came here just to let you know, like, hey, this is the best thing that you could do, and the basic thing that you have provided, we will go by that. That's not a problem. But if you want something better to be done with the website and with the name for Helpful Life, then this is the thing that I'm telling you about for the SEO and the content and everything about it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So this is, you know, that thing that you have provided, that's the basic way, all right? And the thing that I'm providing over to you, all right, that is the better way. So I suppose that the better way is the best choice for you. What do you think about it?
Which is going to cost how much more?
Well,
to do it in a better way.
Well, to do it in a better way, what it can be done, I'll have to check on that with the content team first, all right, they can let me know first, all right, and then I'll let you know about it. Because this is a thing that's really critical, and I do not want to go ahead and play with it.
Because I'm not, I, any more funds.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we've signed up for and what was offered, you know, seemed mm-hmm. like it would work fine.
Well, that is not a problem.
For getting us an online presence.
That is not a problem. We can go by that.
Okay.
That is A-okay. I was just here to go ahead and I just had some few questions regarding the questionnaire, all right, and stuff and all. So I just wanted to go ahead and make sure that whatever my team is creating is something that is up to your mark. All right?
Okay.
All right, so I just wanted to have a little talk with you, a little chat with you to see what is the scope of work, what are you thinking, and what is, so we can be on the same page, and with the project manager, we can do something really good for you.
Okay, I thought Peter Davison was the project manager.
Yeah, he is, but I'm the chief technical officer over here, so I will guide him throughout, like, hey, these are the things that you need, these are the things that are required, so he can go ahead and perform the job that he is here to go ahead and do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Absolutely. So I do not have any kind of questions more. Do you have any kind of questions that you want the answers to?
No.
All right.
I think I understand as much as I'm going to understand. I do look forward to viewing the ideas and sharing it with the board so that we can make a decision as to which.
Well, you can let the board know about what we discussed, all right, so they can have a better scope of what they want to do with it, all right, because I do not want you guys in any kind of loss at the moment, all right. Why? Because you are all recreating it from scratch again. All right, and if you guys are creating it all over from scratch, then of course it needs to be done in a better way.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep on suggesting you the best things that are available, and from my end, all right. So you're not leaving onto the better things for you.
All righty. Appreciate you.
Don't worry about it. All right. Well, do take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.